You are a teacher of children. You have been called of God to teach His children in the Savior's way. You were set apart to this calling by the authority of His holy priesthood. Even if you are not an experienced teacher, as you live worthily, pray daily, and study the Scriptures, Heavenly Father will grant you the influence and power of the Holy Spirit to help you succeed. See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 1. Those entrusted to your care are Heavenly Father's children, and He knows what they need and how best to reach them. Through the Holy Ghost, God will guide you as you prepare and while you are teaching. He will reveal to you what you should say and what you should do. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. In all aspects of their lives, these precious children are constantly absorbing information, forming and refining their opinions, and making and sharing discoveries. This is especially true with the gospel, for children are ready and eager to learn its simple truths. Their faith in spiritual things is strong and pure, and they see every moment as a learning opportunity. They willingly act on what they have learned, even if their understanding is still incomplete. This is how we should all receive the gospel. As the Savior taught, quote, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein," end quote. Luke chapter 18, verse 17. The calling to teach children is a sacred trust, and it is normal to feel overwhelmed at times. But remember that your Heavenly Father called you, and He will never forsake you. This is the Lord's work, and as you serve with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, He will enlarge your capacities, gifts, and talents, and your service will bless the lives of the children you teach.